Support for NHPR's Something Wild
comes from you, our listeners, and from the New Hampshire Chiropractic Association, an organization of professionals providing a non-invasive, non-surgical approach to healthcare, tailoring treatment plans to meet individuals' needs. Learn more at nhchiropractic.org.
Ah! Do my eyes deceive me? I think I'm seeing red.
Calm down, Chris.
But it's not even September.
Your eyes are fine. But yeah, the leaves are starting to change. And that flush of red you're seeing likes to sneak into view just before Labor Day.
Say it ain't so.
Well, I'll say it for you. That's Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, and I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
Today on Something Wild,
one of my favorite harbingers of autumn,
the early crimson of the red maple, also known as swamp or soft maple.
An adaptable tree renowned for signaling an impending autumn. It even has earned the dubious nickname Judas tree for betraying these late summer days.
Red maples are often the first to burst buds in the spring, flowering, setting seeds, and leafing out early, then flushing red in late summer.
I guess I'd prefer blush to impart some modesty to an unquestionably successful tree species.
Red maples are common in New Hampshire's young forests, especially in areas prone to natural disturbances, such as flooding in wetland, along rivers, and by human disturbance, too.
And although forest ecologists believe these impatient show-offs are increasing as a percentage of our forests, red maples are still considered a minority species, adding diversity to the overall forest composition.
But why are they in such a rush to end summer? We still have another month to go, and I'm not ready for fall.
It's just their way.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
You sound disappointed.
I guess I always thought proximity to wetlands had something to do with why they start changing color so much earlier than other species. That maybe the roots were inundated with water and stressed, or maybe because there was an abundance of some mineral, that there was some connection.
Nope. Well, yes. But no.
Dave?
Well, you're right in the sense that water, or a lack thereof, can affect foliage vibrancy and the duration of fall colors of most deciduous trees, but it doesn't account for why red maples flush early, and it has nothing to do with minerals found in and around swamplands. And the phenomenon of turning red in late summer is not restricted to the red maples growing in swamps. Their upland and hillside brethren are also prone to early color changes, and those locations are experiencing a drought this summer.
Sounds like they do their thing no matter where they come up.
That's true. Red maples are highly adaptable. They thrive in full sun.
But also like the shade.
They've adapted to survive in wetlands.
But can tolerate droughts on higher ground.
Resilient roots indeed.
I thought we were talking about leaves.
We are. But the beauty of red maples includes their ability to survive and to thrive no matter what nature throws at them.
For example, when inundated in wetlands, red maples grow short tap roots with long, well-developed lateral roots.
On dry sites, they develop long tap roots to access a deeper water table.
This strategy gives red maple flexibility and means they're ready for whatever comes next.
I'm going to channel my own inner red maple so I can get through the rest of this year.
Okay then, dig down deep and hold on tight. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson.
Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Our producer is Emily Quirk.
Last row.